And I'm now going to make my announcement. Thank you very much. And for most of our audience, it's probably the last thing that they want to hear me say. But you know me. I don't do things by halves. So cue the sad music. I started this radio show in the morning back in January 2004, and it was my dream job. It's the one I'd wanted since I was a child, the coveted Radio 1 breakfast show. Now, I know some kids want to be a professional footballer or a fireman, but not me. I'm a geek, and I wanted to be on the radio, and I wanted the biggest radio show that you could get, and eventually, I got it. And for the last 8.5 years, I've had the best time of my life, and I've got to share it with a small group of friends and 8 million strangers every morning for 3.5 hours a day. When I started, I wanted to do the show for 10 years and everybody thought I was nuts. And some mornings it did feel like we wouldn't even make it till 10 o'clock that day, but we always did. The weird thing about doing this job is that almost since day one, there's been speculation about how long it would last. Rumours that the bosses wanted me out, front page stories in the newspaper saying I'm going to be fired before the end of the year, printed whispers of my successor and when they would take over, all of that. And throughout all of it, the one thing that's remained constant was me and the team coming into work every day, doing the show, making the audience laugh, and the bosses at Radio 1 were happy. So I find myself at a time when actually nobody is looking my way. It's all gone quiet. There aren't any rumours about me being fired. It's like people have got bored with making stuff up and distracted by the rain and the Olympics. So I'm going to say it. Not the papers or Twitter. Me. We're going to leave the breakfast show. And we're not going to go yet, because we're going to be on next week and the week after that. We've got holidays booked in August and we'll come back after that. I just want to give you a heads up and tell you that we're going to wrap it up. Radio 1 are going to find someone new to host the show and they'll put their take on it. Radio 1 can do that when they want to do that. But this show, it's all about me and it's all about the team. And with the hope of sounding over the top and melodramatic, I wanted to say thank you to everybody listening to the show for giving the team and me the best time ever. Me and Dave and Dom and Alad, we've been here every day since the beginning, and now Freya and Pippa and Tina have joined us, and we love it. It's been the most fun, the best time ever, and even during tough times, this show has honestly been the best 3.5 hours of my day, every day. And I know that's sad. But I am sad. I'm a geek. I'm a radio geek. I'm living his dream with millions of people every day listening, having a laugh, mucking around. And I know it's just a radio show, but we're all in it together. Me, the team, and every single one of us. 8 million of us. But it's almost time to go. And so we're off. And I just wanted to let you know. A couple of more months of us, and then it's someone else's turn to have a go. So thanks for listening, and I hope you stay with us till the end, because I promise it's going to be brilliant. And for those people who are thinking, Jesus, it's just a radio show, stop banging on about it, you don't get it. And for everyone else who does get it, you know it's all about me. I don't do things by halves. My tongue is always buried deep in my cheek. So thank you for listening. The show may now continue. In fact, let's get back to what this show is all about.
Obviously, as controller, I've got to look at trying to lower the average age, and this is part of that bigger strategy, if you like.
I see. And the BBC Trust, which are the sort of internal regulatory body, I suppose, didn't they say recently that they'd had a review a year or two ago in which Radio 1 was told to lower its age profile, and didn't they say a couple of weeks ago that you hadn't done enough to lower your age profile?
Well, the thing that happened a couple of weeks ago was a review of the reviews, if you like. So actually, in a couple of weeks' time, the BBC Trust's annual report will come out. And that's when we'll see what their comments are about Radio 1 and One Extra. But you're right to say that they have charged me with lowering the average age. It's currently 32, and it needs to get into the target age range of 15 to 29-year-olds.
Okay. Now, is true to say then that Chris did want to carry on?
Well, no, Chris and I had a conversation about The Breakfast Show, and Chris and I decided what we should do, and that's how we came to the announcement this morning.
So Nick is Nick about 10 years younger than Chris Moyles, is that right?
He's 27 at the moment, but when he starts, he'll be 28.
And why Nick Grimshaw, Ben? Why did you go with Nick?
Because I think he's fantastic. I think he's got a great sense of humour. Whether he's talking to a Hollywood film star or talking to a caller on the air, he's got a cheekiness about him that makes you smile. And I think he also has a passion for music. So whether it be new artists like Azealia Banks or big mainstream artists like Justin Bieber, he's got a passion for music. And I think that combination with his energy on Breakfast will be a great listen.
Yeah, he's a terrific broadcaster, Nick. I think he's a great choice, and an exciting choice as well. It's what you're going to have, as you know, what radio listeners, more so than TV viewers, I think, radio listeners don't like change, do they? And but you know what they're like, and you're going to have there will be initially be a reduction, won't there, in the audience? That's not a reflection of Nick's ability. It's just the way that radio works, isn't it?
Well, interestingly, I think traditional wisdom would say you're going to get a reduction. It'll be interesting to see whether that happens or not. I think you're definitely right to say there will be a churn in audience. But you look at, you mentioned Mark and Lard in your introduction. When they moved from Breakfast and went to Afternoons, they did a fantastic job of entertaining the nation in the afternoon. When they came off, though, and Colin and Edith went on to the show actually went up in figures. And sometimes you get that thing of, oh, there's something new. And when you're a youth brand, that thing of, oh, there's something new can be actually quite attractive.
What's your prediction about what will happen audience-wise? Do you think it will go down a bit? Would that be your guess?
I have a prediction, and it's written in a little black book in my top
you're
drawer.
Not gonna say it on the
and
radio.
I'm not going to say it, Richard. No, I'm not.